Welcome to Gemara Martis. Today's shiur is Tmura Daf Chof Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins at the beginning of the new perek, the fourth perek, and the Mishnah is found at the very bottom of Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Before we learn the Mishnah, we glance at the outside margin where we have one of the features of the Shas Ozer, the Gemara that appears on your screen, the cornerstone of Gemara markings, and that is the title headings and structural notes that are offered from time to time. In this case, the title heading, the Nosei, we have written on the side, Chatos HaMesos. We are going to focus on the five types of sin offerings that we know through an oral tradition, Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, that they are set aside to die. You'll notice under our Mivneh heading, we feature a Roman numeral number 1 and 2 in diamonds. They will appear in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, Al Pi HaGemara LeKamon, Mechuluk LeTrei Bovi. The Gemara will point out that the Mishnah is divided into two sections. The first three examples are taught without any qualifications, and concluding with the expression Yamusu. 4 and 5, you'll see, is a little more involved. So now, with that in mind, we turn to the Mishnah. Vlad Chatos, the offspring of a sin offering. Utmuras Chatos, a replica of a sin offering. The Chatos Shemesu Balea, a Chatos that was set aside by its owner, by someone who had sinned and needed to bring such a sacrifice, but died before they brought the sacrifice. So those animals, Yamusu, are set aside to die. V'she'ibro shnosa, v'she'ovdo v'nimtzeis balas mum, a chatos that is beyond 1 year of age, that disqualifies it from serving as a sin offering. And likewise, ovda, it was lost, and found to, when found, it was found with a mum, and it was found before the, we'll just leave it at that, it was found with a mum, a blemish. Im kipru habailim. Now, it's pointed out that it was found with the blemish before the owner achieved atonement through a replacement animal. So he had lost a korban chatos, and then found it before he achieved atonement with another, but he found it with a blemish. So the rule is, according to the Mishnah, Im kipru habailim, if the owner achieves atonement afterwards with another unblemished korban chatos, tomus v'eino oisatmura, then the blemished animal that is left shall be set aside to die, and it is incapable of establishing a replica. Rashi on this says, Tomus vafilu l'rabbonon, even according to the opinion of the Rabbonon, the Amri, l'kamonu pligolei d'rebi, ein chatas mesos shenimtzeis l'achar shekipru habaylam. The Shitas Rabbonon that we'll see later says that a chatas does not die unless it's found after the owner achieved atonement through a replacement one. Now, in this case, he didn't find it after he achieved atonement. He found it before. And yet, Rashi's explaining that this section of the Mishnah is according to the Rabbonin as well. Bahal modu, hoyovikotarti l'reisa. Here they will concede that it is to die, because there are two negative features. One, the avda, that it went through a point of time that it was actually lost. Number two, v'nimtzeis balas mumen, it is found blemished. Ulahachi noked ba'alas mum, and it's for this reason that the Mishnah in example number 5 said the lost one was then found with a blemish. De'i tamima, had it been unblemished, hayol v'nimseis kodem kapora, since it was found before the owner achieved atonement through a replacement animal, afilu kipra bailim shuv b'acheres, even if the owner eventually attains atonement through another animal, this one will not die. Roe, it will graze till it develops a blemish, it's sold, and its money value is used to purchase a nedava. But for our purposes, since this example features an animal that was lost, and also when found it had a blemish, we are saying even though it was found before the owner achieved atonement through an alternative animal, through a replacement animal, this one will die. Loi nehenin veloi moyalin. There is no permission on a rabbinic level to benefit from it. We're talking about this chatas that was lost and found to have a blemish, so one is not allowed to benefit from it on a rabbinic level. V'loy moyalin, but if one does benefit, so he is not in violation of the prohibition of mi'ilah on a doraisa level. The Rashi at the top says, "V'lo moyalin de'im nehenu, if one did benefit from it, pturin mikorban mi'ila, he'll be exempt from bringing the mi'ila sacrifice, which is a sacrifice brought in the event that someone unlawfully benefits from something that's sanctified. The kevan de'lo hi v'lo domel kraven, since not it, the found blemished sin offering, nor its money value are offered." Ozlo kedushasa, its sanctity is gone, has departed. Therefore, it doesn't generate a mi'ila offense. The Mishnah continues. We're at the top of Chof Beis Amud Aleph. Ve'im ad shelo kipru habaylim, if you have this found blemished sin offering, and the owner as yet has not achieved atonement through a replacement sin offering, tire ashitistoyev, then this animal that was found is sent out to graze. Now it says ashitistoyev, now this, it's pointed out that this is not going on the case of the found blemished animal, because here tistoyev means until it develops a mum. So Rashi points out this is going on the case of a chatos who is over a year of age. So a chatas that's over a year of age and the owner has not achieved atonement through a replacement animal, so the chatas that's over a year of age is sent out to graze till it develops a blemish, v'timocher, it can then be sold, v'yovi b'dame acheres, and its money is used to buy another one, to buy a replacement offering, v'oise t'mura u'moyalin ba, and it is capable of creating t'mura, of creating a replica, and there is as a result of its having inherent kedusha, it is capable of generating a mi'ila offense, since it has a level of kedusha, we'll say. Rashi explains all of these points. We look at the Rashi on the second line from the top, v'im ad shelo kipu habaylim atravayu koi, going on both of these cases, of the lost one and found with blemish, and the case of over a year old. Klomar kolzman shelo kipru habaylim shelo rotz l'skaper b'achers, as long as the owner has not achieved atonement through another one, he's, let's say, holding off on seeking out atonement through an alternative chatos offering. Then tirat shetistoy va'ibra shnosakoy, this issue of go out and graze till it gets a mum is going only on the case of over a year old, and not going on the case of an animal that was lost and found with a blemish. It already has a blemish. It can be sold immediately. This is all assuming that the owner has not achieved atonement through an alternative replacement sin offering. Continuing now with the Gemara. My taimo lo toni luhu kulhu gabi hadodi. Why are the five hatos, hamesos, not taught in one unit? In other words, we introduced this before with our markings in the Mishnah, featuring a Roman numeral number 1 and 2 at the bottom of Chof Aleph Omid Beis. Why didn't all five examples that appear in the Mishnah be taught in one as one unit without having the need to break it down like we did? In other words, just like the first three examples, you have a chatas hamesa, so too in ibros shnosa or an ovdo v'nimseis balasmum, also they die. So the Gemara answers, reisha psika lei. In the reisha, the first three examples that we have under our Roman numeral number 1 in the Mishnah, those are definitive. In other words, all of them, they die, they always die. They always die, even if the owner has not achieved atonement through an alternative animal. In other words, if you have a vlad chatos, or a tmuras chatos, or a chatos shemesu baleha, it is of no relevance to us whether the owner achieved atonement through another one or not. Namely, even if he didn't achieve atonement through a replacement animal, those will die. The Seifa lo psikale, the Seifa though, cases 4 and 5, which we featured under Roman numeral number 2, are not unqualified. They are qualified. In other words, those animals will die only if the owner achieved atonement through a replacement sin offering. However, as long as the owner has not achieved atonement through a replacement sin offering, so these animals, cases 4 and 5, can actually be eventually sold and the money used to buy a replacement, the replacement sin offering, and therefore there's no need for them to die necessarily. Lomo li lemisne gabi mi'ila. Why does this Mishnah appear in full in Maseches Mi'ila? Lomo li lemisne gabi tmura. Why is it taught again here in our Masechta, Maseches Tmura? So the Gemara answers, Tonaha Chatmura. Here the Mishnah teaches these examples because it was taught in this Mishnah that they will or will not be able to create a Tmura. We saw, for example, at the very bottom of Chof Aleph Omid Aleph, the last word, Chof Aleph Omid Beis, the last word had been, it said there, Tmura, where the Mishnah said, Eina Oysa Tmura. And also at the top of this Omid, the third line from the top, it spoke about the Oysa Tmura. So the Mishnah has elements of Tmura laws associated with these Chatos HaMesos. Therefore, it's relevant to this Masechta. The Aidi de Tona Tmura, Toni Nama Milo. And since it's teaching the laws of Tmura, it also teaches the laws of Mi'ila. In other words, something that is, we'll say, incapable of making Tmura, because as we saw, it is going to die, so there is no Mi'ila, no Mi'ila violation either, because it has essentially no sanctity left to it. So the laws of Mi'ila are taught along with the laws of Tmura. And Va'aydi Ditona Gabi Mi'ila Mi'ila, and since in Maseches Mi'ila this Mishnah is taught because of the laws of Mi'ila that are contained therein, Tana Nami Tmura also teaches along with it the laws of Tmura. Before we go further in the Gemara, let's glance at the outside margin where we have a topic heading, a nose, in which we have written, Dino shel Reish Lakish, Chatos she'ovra shnosa, a chatos that is beyond a year, it's gone over a year of age, roya, it is set out to graze. Lekamon bo'inon liyashev dvorov, later we will have to resolve this point of a chata shav rosh nosa that he says goes out to graze. Im hodik katoni b'masnis and over shnosa tomus. Our Mishnah says that a chata shav rosh nosa is set out to die and not graze till it gets a mum. That will have to be dealt with. The Gemara, Omar Reish Lakish, Chatos She'ibro Shnosa, Royin Oisok Ilu Oimedes Beveis HaKvoros V'Royer. A Chatos, a sin offering that is beyond a year of age, it's gone over a year of age, it is viewed as if it's in a cemetery. Now, a cemetery is a place that a Kohen does not enter. So, we are basically saying that a Kohen cannot go and slaughter it as a sacrifice, but rather it's set out to graze until it develops a blemish. Tanan, we have a Tanaic source, v'she'ibrosh nasa, v'she'ovda v'nimseis balas mum, im kipru bailim tomus. We have in this Mishnah, it says that if it's gone over a year of age, it is to die. Tiufta de Reish Lakish. Is this not a repudiation of Reish Lakish? Omar loch Reish Lakish. Ki kotani tomus. The term tomus that appears in this Mishnah, in our Mishnah, is a'ovdo v'nimtzeis balas mum, is going on only that case. We broke down the Mishnah here, you can see with a little aleph and beis, so that the word tomus is going only on the case of beis. And as far as Ibra Shnosa is concerned, so Reish Lakish will tell you, the law regarding that is, Ro'ed goes out to graze. Question, Ihochi Amos Sefer, Im Ad Shaloi Kipru Bahabailim, if the owner has not achieved atonement through an alternative animal, Tire Ad Shetistoev, it grazes until it gets a mum. Now, this was the Sefer of what we just saw in the frame before. All of this are, of course, excerpts from our Mishnah. So we said that the Mishnah was talking about, when it said Tomus, was talking about the Ovdo V'nimtzeis Balas Mum. How do you resolve that with the Seifa, which ostensibly is just a continuation of the discussion, and it says that if the owner did not yet achieve atonement through an alternative animal, so then the animal featured in the ratio is now set out to graze till it gets a mum. But the Iba Balas Mum, if, as you said, that the section just before was talking about Ovdo V'nimtzeis Balas Mum, that it already has a mum, Ha Misav V'kaimo, it already has a mum. Why then in the Seifa section do you say, well, you'll set it out to graze till it gets a mum? If the it, the pronoun, was referring to the case of Ovdo V'nimtzeis Balas Mum, then the Seifa would be very inappropriate, because the Seifa is saying, well, you'll set it, namely the subject of the quote before, Ovdo V'nimtzeis Balas Mum, you set it out to graze till it gets a blemish, but it's already got a blemish. Omar Rabo. Notice now we have a diamond that appears on the side under our Mivneh. We have a diamond feature. These are Nisyonos Liashiv HaMishneh Im Divrei Reish Lakish Liel. We're now going to enter attempts to resolve the Mishnah with Reish Lakish. Because as it stands right now, Reish Lakish is saying something that seems to run counter to the Mishnah. Reish Lakish says, Achata Sheovro Shnosa is set out to graze, where the Mishnah seems to talk about the very case of Ovro Shnosa, that it is to die. Omar Rabba Hochi Ka'omar. So we have a frame around the next few lines. This essentially is a rereading of the Mishnah with the hope of it of enabling Reish Lakish's din to be preserved. So we read as follows. She'ovda v'nimtzeis balas mum over. The Mishnah is saying as follows. If it's Ovro Shnosa, or lost, or the case of lost, and found to have a temporary blemish, so im achar shekipru bailim, if the owner achieves atonement through an alternative animal, replacement chatos, then mesa, it will die. Im koidem shekipru bailim, if the owner did not want to achieve atonement through an alternative animal, tireh ad shetistoev b'mum kavua v'timocher, then it shall go out and graze till it develops a blemish and will be sold to buy a replacement animal. So with this, we're able to preserve this idea of Rosh Nasa being set out to graze, which is something that Reish Lakish spoke about, and we're saying that it is true in the case of an owner who had not achieved atonement through a replacement sin offering. Let us glance at the Rashi. Omar Rabo, Hochi Komar, She'ovro Shnosa, Oy Ovdo V'nimseis Balas Mum Over, V'achar Shekipru Habailim, Mesa. If an animal passed a year, or it was lost and found with a blemish, and the owner achieved atonement through an alternative sacrifice, then it will die. V'afilu Kipru Habailim Achre Kain, even in the event that the owner achieves atonement through replacement chatas afterwards, hoyu v'ikotarti l'reisa mesa, since it has two negative features, it was lost and it's found with a blemish. V'ya'ovro shnosu lo koi klal, and regarding the going over here, it doesn't have any application. Namely, in the case of an animal that went over a year of age, and the owner later on achieved atonement, we won't say regarding it, the Ovrosh Nosa, that it should die. V'im'ad shelo kipru abaylim klomar, shelo rotsu l'skaper b'acheres, tireh, Rashi goes on, if the owner has not achieved atonement through another animal, through a replacement chatas, then this will be set out to graze. V'hashto leko l'mifrach, now there isn't reason for asking ha misiva v'kaima. Well, it already has a mum. The ein beimus kochim in keres al mum over, because we were talking about an animal with a temporary blemish, and as a result of that, it has to graze until it gets a permanent blemish. Before going further in the Gemara, for the sake of accuracy, we want to go over what we explained under Rabbah's rereading of the Mishnah. He reread the Mishnah, She'ovdo v'nimtzeis balas mum over. By inserting that point of mum over, that solves the question that was raised before about how can you say that the Seifa says send it out. If the owner hasn't yet achieved atonement through an alternative one, send it out until it gets a mum. Since the original mum that was found was a temporary one, it still makes sense to say send it out till it gets a mum. However, we have to emphasize something that we didn't say accurately before, that Rabbah is rereading the Mishnah without including any discussion, we'll say, of Ibra or of Ovra Shnosa. And as a result of Rabbah's rereading the Mishnah without inserting in it the issue of Ovra Shnosa, this brings rise to Rava's objections to Rabbah's approach. Omar Rava, Shtei Chuvos Badovar. We have underlined Rava at this point. Rava is countering Rabbah and saying, I have two objections. Chado, the im kain, if the issue was the Mishnah was talking about a temporary blemish, then yishmor miboyalei lemisni, the more appropriate loshon expression would have been yishmor, since it already has a temporary mum in it, the word yishmor would mean like wait, wait and see if it will develop a permanent blemish. The oid, and a further problem with Rabbo's approach is she'ovro shnosa l'may hilchusa kotoni. What is the Mishnah including Ovra Shnosa for in this section? Since the Mishnah, according to Rabbo, is not talking, when the Mishnah refers to Mesa regarding this animal that was lost and found to be to be blemished with a temporary blemish, and the Mishnah speaks about Mesa, and according to Rabbo, the Mesa is not referring to the case of Ovra Shnosa, as we're trying to preserve Reish Lakish's rule. So what is Ovra Shnosa doing in this Mishnah? Elo Omar Rovo, Hochi Kotoni. Thusly, the Mishnah is to be understood, and you'll notice how we have a rereading of the Mishnah with Ovra Shnosa included, and also preserving Reish Lakish. Hence, Rova appears in a diamond as a second approach to resolve Reish Lakish with the Mishnah. The Mishnah would be teaching thusly, Ovra Shnosa v'Ovda. It passed a year of age, and it also had been lost. You have two negative features, and it was then found without a blemish. Oy, Ovda v'nimseis balas mum. Or you have an animal that was lost, and it's a chatas offering that was lost and found to have a blemish in it. Achar shekipru habaylim mesa. If the owner achieved atonement through an alternative sacrifice, so then these will die. Koidem shekipru habaylim. If the owner did not achieve atonement through a replacement animal, tir'eh ad shetistoyv v'timocher. Then it will graze till it gets a blemish and be sold. Now, here we have to resolve this also with the original problem. If we have a case of it lost and found to have a mum, so what's the Tistoev doing? So let us take a look at Rashi, who explains all of the information. We're looking at Rashi, you'll notice we have a little double star to make it easier to find. Ovra Shnosa v'Ovda, the Iko Tarti l'Reusa, v'Nimseis Tmima, a case where a Chatas offering was lost, and it passed a year of age and was found to be unblemished. There are two negative problems here. One is that it passed a year of age, and also it was lost. The lo rotsu habaylim liskapir ba, and the baylim did not achieve atonement through it. The kipru habaylim bacheres, and did achieve atonement through another animal. Oy ovda v'nimtseis balas mum, or you have an animal that was lost and found to be with a blemish. Dikonami tarti l'reisa. There are also two negative elements here. It was lost and also found with a blemish. V'kipru habaylim bacheres, and the owner achieved atonement through an alternative chatos. Mesa. Then, this animal that was lost, either lost and then a year of age passed, or lost and found with a blemish, they will die. Koidem shekipru habaylim, she'ein roitzen l'skapir b'acheres. If, however, the owner had not sought atonement through a replacement animal, tire hach de ovra shnosa v'ovda v'nimseis tmima. Notice how Rashi is solving the problem we raised before. Then the solution of going out and graze till it gets a mum is going on the case of where it had been lost and found without a mum, just it went over a year of age. V'chi omar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, da'afilu kipru habaylim achrei chen roya, Reish Lakish's original din that suggested that an animal, a chatas, that went over a year of age, will go to graze even when the owner achieved atonement through an alternative animal. That's beloy ovda. That's without the additional element of it having been lost. The chadahu the ikol reis. In such a case, namely Reish Lakish's case, there's only one negative feature, namely that it passed a year of age, but it wasn't lost. Therefore, it has the roe option. So we now go back to the Gemara. V'tzorech lemisni im ovda gabi balas mum. The Gabi of Rosh Nasa. The of the factor as being, we'll say, the second Reusa, the second negative feature causing these examples, case of the found to be with blemish or of the and a year having passed. It is necessary to include to teach each case separately, wherein ovda is the deciding factor, which results in the animal dying. De'i tana gabi sha'ovra shnasa. If we had taught that ovda is a factor in the case of it having gone over a year of age, havamina, I would have thought hosam hu debahanya lo ovda. I would have thought that only in that case of ovra shnasa does ovda, there's the ovda factor, the loss factor, bring it to misa, bring it to needing to die. Mishum delo chazia lemilsa. This is called a psul haguf. It's not fit for what it was designed for. It was designed as a korban chatos. Once it goes over a year of age, so it's no longer fit as a korban chatos. In fact, Rashi adds, even before it was lost, it was no longer good as a chatos. It's called a psul haguf, an inherent deficiency. So, being that you're dealing with something that had this inherent deficiency, and now you add the ovda factor, that's what brings it to dying. Avol, ba'alas mum, de'iloi mumo, chazio. But Balmum, which is called a psul chisaron bi'almo, it's the absence of a limb, if you will. It's called, and using the term that we've seen earlier in this masichta, plus we also see it in Rashi, he calls it a psul chisaron bi'almo. And since it was, I would say, the Gemara says, the lo, if not for the mum factor, Emo loy teheni le ovda. I would have thought that the ovda factor shouldn't have made a difference since it was found. Rashi adds, we should say, the e lav mum on the third line under the Gemara, the e lav mumo chazio, emo psuchisorn be alma, vahoyu venimtseis koidem kaporas ashnia. And since it was found before the owner achieved atonement through a replacement animal, v'lo teheni le aveda lamus. So I would have thought that the aveda factor wouldn't bring it to dying. V'i toni gabi balas mum, and had I taught that ovda combined with it, found with a mum, brings it to death. Hosam hu the mahanyo lo ovda. There, I would have thought ovda brings it to death. Mishum de lo chazio lahakrova. Because in the case of a baal mum, it's a type of deficiency that applies across the board to all sacrifices. Aval ovra shnosa, de chazio lahakrova. But in the case of something going over a year of age, true, it renders a chatos sacrifice unacceptable, but over a year of age is not a deficiency across the boards. It's fit. It would still be fit if it were another kind of sacrifice. Emo lo teheni lo ovda. I would have thought that the ovda factor won't bring the case of ovrosh nasa to a point of needing to die. Sricha, therefore, I need to tell you that case also. Let's look in Rashi before going further in the Gemara. Rashi, Dibra Masel Ovra, fourth line under the Gemara, Ovra Shnosa Chazi Lakrova Bishar Korbonus. That is acceptable in other sacrifices. V'chol Hanoch Debayon Tarti L'Reyesa. All of the examples where we say you need two negative factors in order to bring it to death, Hainu ki nimseis koidem kaporas shnia. That is assuming that we're talking about a point in time before the owner achieved atonement through a replacement sacrifice. Avol nimseis laachar kapora. If it were found after the owner already achieved atonement through a replacement animal, afil ein sham reyus of the ibud meso, even without the reyus of the deficiency of it having been lost, it will die. The Gemara now asks, Umi Omar Rava Hachi? Would Rava really say thusly, namely, that where a psul develops before it's lost, that the loss would bring it to death, as is in the case where it went over a year of age and then got lost? V'ha'omar Rava, Aveda de Laila, Loi Shmo Aveda. If an animal is lost at night, the fact that it's lost, it is not considered as having been lost. Let us look at Rashi. V'ha'omar Rava, Avudas Laila, Lo Lav Shmo Avuda, Im Ovda Balaila, V'hifrish Acheres Tachteha, if an chatos got lost at night, and he set aside a replacement animal, lav shmo avuda. It's not considered avuda. Ula Rebbe di Omar afilu nimtseis koidim kapora mesa. And according to Rebbe, who said that in the case of an animal that's found even before the owner achieves atonement through a replacement animal, the lost one will die. Hai eno mesa. This case of the lost chatos, it will not die. The hoyel ubalaylo lo motzila kruva, since the nighttime is not a time that it could have been offered, v'nimtseis b'yoyim hamochros, and it was found the next day, lav shmo avuda, it's not called avuda, v'roa im niskapir b'chaverta, and it will be set out to graze if the owner achieved atonement through a replacement animal. For Hachinami, Hoyol V'Ovro Shnosa, so too here in the case of the animal going over a year of age, we're paralleling that to the night time. Lo Chazio Lagruvi, it's not fit to be offered. Lo Taheni Be Avuda, the fact that it gets lost shouldn't be a reason for bringing it to be set off to die. So once we see that Rava holds Aveda de Laila is not Aveda, so too in the case of Ovra Shnosa, and its being lost shouldn't be any reason for bringing it to dying. The Gemara answers, Loi Domi. You cannot compare the case of something being lost at night to the case of something going over a year of age. Aveda de Laila, Lo Chazio, Lo Legufa, Velo Ledomi. Something lost at night. The nighttime is not a time that sacrifices can be offered, nor is it a time that the value of sacrifices can be offered. Namely, you would sell a particular sacrifice and buy a replacement one. It wouldn't be able to be offered at night either. Avolha, the case of Avroshnosa, de Nehi, de Legufa, Lo Chazio, granted the animal itself cannot be offered. Ledomi Chazio, its value is something that could be offered. Therefore, since it has some, we'll call it, connection to being offered, namely through its value, the avda factor, the fact that it was lost, can have an effect. Tanan. We quote a Tanaic source. This source deals with the goats that are brought on Yom Kippur. One is sent out to what's called Lazazel, to a cliff where it is pushed off to die, thereby atoning for the sins of Israel. And the second one is offered as a Korban Chatas in the Beis HaMikdash. In the event that the one of the two animals died, namely the So'ir Lazazel, died before it was brought out to the cliff, and you have the second animal, the second goat that is supposed to serve as a Korban Chatos, what now happens? Tanan, Hasheni Yireh Ad Shiyistoev. So the second one will be set out to graze until it gets a blemish, v'mocher, it's then sold, v'bludomav l'nedava, l'fishein chatas atzibur mesa. Before we go further, we should just glance at the Rashi, where he says, Tnan, b'maseches yuma, gabi sira yom ha-kippurim, regarding the Yom Kippur goats that we referred to, meis oisa shel azazel, the azazel goat died, mevi shnayim min ashuk, he brings two replacement goats, umagriel, and runs the drawing of lots to determine which one is which, umishaleach ho-echod, and the one that's chosen as the Lazozel, namely the replacement one, will be sent out. V'hasheni yireh ad shistoev. Truth being that I have now two Soyer Lashems, and I only need one, so the second one, the one that I won't use, is sent out to graze till it develops a blemish. And now, and the Mishnah teaches that I send out the second one till it develops a blemish, l'fi she'ein chatas hatzibur mesa, because a public sin offering doesn't die. In other words, the rules governing chatos ha-mesos don't apply to public sin offerings. We infer, ha di yochid, a parallel case by a private sin offering, Mesa would die. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Baalei Chaim Nidchin. And Rabbi Yochanan has a position that says that even a live animal, something that's still alive, can be cast aside, can be rejected. And as a result of holding that, Kshumas Kapir, when he uses the goat, we have two Seor Lashems, if you recall. So when he seeks his atonement through the Sorei Lashem, B'sheni Shebezuk Sheni Miskaper, he will use the Sorei Lashem from the replacement set of animals. Remember, we said he would bring two new animals and draw lots on them to determine which one would be the new Lazozel, because the first Lazozel had died. And in the meantime, I also gained a second Soir Lashem. In addition to the one that remained alive, that was the pair with the one, the Lazozel that died, I now have a second Soir Lashem from the new pair on which I drew the lots a second time. So Rabbi Yochanan says that live animals can be rejected. And as a result of that, the remaining, the surviving Soyer Lashem from the first pair is rejected. And I will use the second Soyer Lashem as the atonement for the sacrifice. The idoch kamo, and the other, the first one, havelei ki of Rosh Nosa. It's like it's beyond a year of age. It's a type of inherent deficiency. It's a psul, and it's not useful. And what did this Mishnah say? It said that it doesn't die because it's a public sacrifice. The Taimo the Tzibor. Since it's a public one, it doesn't die. Ha diyachid meisal. But if it would have been a private situation, so it would have died. So what we're saying here is that the Ovra Shnosa would have died, and I don't need two factors to bring it to death. I don't need, in the case of Ovra Shnosa, the passing of a year plus getting lost. Well, that then presents a problem for what Rava was answering on behalf of Reish Lakish. Omar Loch, Rava will answer, Dechuyin Lechud Va'avudin Lechud. There are two different categories. There's a category of something that's Dechuy and something that's Avud. In order to appreciate this, we glance at the Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Omar Loch Rava, Vadai Hecha De'iko Dichui, where you have a case of something rejected, V'niskapir Ba'acher, and atonement was achieved through a replacement or another one, Mesa Belo Shum Aveda. So the one that was rejected will die without any need for it having a loss factor also. Reish Lakish Vadai Tikshi, and according to Reish Lakish, you would certainly ask, Ditaritzna Liel Avra Shnosa V'Avda. We said before, in defense of Reish Lakish, that the Reish Lakish has said that Avra Shnosa is sent out to graze. When is Avra Shnosa going to die? If it's Avra Shnosa plus being lost, the Reish Lakish Taritzna. The answer that we gave was on behalf of Reish Lakish, namely that Avra Shnosa alone would not die, it would graze. It's Avra Shnosa with Avda that it dies. Uledidi lo svira li. I don't personally hold from that. V'i mishum Avda v'nimtzeis balas mum kashyaloch. And if you'll say that from the case of it getting lost and found to have a mum, amai nokat balas mum tomus mishum avdo luchuda, why doesn't it die just because it was in a state of loss? Hoyo v'shuv niskaper becheres, since we're talking about a case where he achieved atonement through a replacement one, lo kashya, there is no question. Dechuyin luchud v'avudin luchud, namely, v'afagav di avda, even though something was lost, bo'inon reusa achriti, you need to have an additional problem in order to bring it to death. So we go back to the Gemara. Rava having answered that the realm of Dichuyin is one thing, where we say that in the case of Dochui, you don't need to have two factors, the avudin luchud, but as far as lost is concerned, loss alone wouldn't be enough of a reason to bringing something to death. My taimo, why is there this distinction? Answer, avudim daita alaihon, dilma mishtachin. In the case of an animal having been lost, his mind is still on it. He's thinking about it. Maybe I will find it. Dechuyin, something that's dechuy, lo hadri mischazion. That is not something that comes back to ever being fit. And as a result of that, if something is categorized as dechuy, then Rava himself says, as we saw in the Rashi, Rava himself says you don't need to have a second factor. So on that particular point, Rava disagrees with Reish Lakish, and saying that if you have something that's dahui, like the case of Avra Shnosa, in fact, you would not need it to have a factor of mesa, of avda, in order to bring it to mesa. Gufa, Avra Omar Rava, Avuda de Leila lo Shmo Avuda. Something that is lost at night is not considered and not considered lost. Rashi at the top says, Gufa avuda avudas laila kosalka daitoch, the lo hoisa avuda elavalaila. The havamina right now is, the thought is, that when we speak about it being lost at night, namely it was lost only at night. Ubalosa shachar nimseis, and at the break of dawn it was already found. Velo mishkachas lo the tehevi avuda bishas kapora. And if you make that assumption, so it's not at a state of loss at a time that it could have been used. Deha belailo lo korva chaverta, because at night, a replacement animal couldn't have been brought. The nighttime is a time that no sacrifices are brought. So, with that assumption, we continue in the Gemara. Aliba deman, according to whom is Rava saying that something lost at night isn't considered avuda? Ilemo aliba de Rabbanon, if his opinion is said within the Tanaic school of thought of the Rabbanon, my irya avuda de laila, why speak about a loss at night? Afilo avuda de yom nami, even if it were lost during the daytime, if it's found before the owner achieves atonement through a replacement animal, the fact that it was lost, even though it's lost de yom, at a time that animals could be brought as sacrifices, the amri rabbanon avuda b'shas hafrosha roya. Something that's lost at the time that a replacement animal was set aside, but not yet offered, so the lost one will be set out to graze and not die. So I don't, as far as Rava's concerned, if his opinion of Avuda Delela, Lo Shma Avuda, was said within the Rabbanan, Rava could have said a more expanded version. Even if it were Avuda Deyom, it wouldn't necessarily be considered Avuda. Elo Aliba de Rebbe. Now, we've noted this as number one, as there will be a second explanation a few lines from now. V'ad kan lo koma Rebbe, elo aveda de yom. Rebbe spoke about something that was a korban chatos that was lost as being set aside to die. That is only if it was lost during the daytime. If it's lost at night, that's not a time sacrifices can be offered. Even Rebbe will concede that it's set out to graze. So Rava's teaching would be necessary according or within the opinion of Rebbe. Iboyesema, another approach is the Oilam Aliba Drabonan, the Hocha B'mayaskinon, Be'aveda shenimseis bish'as kapora. Rava's halacha concerns a case of it was lost at night and found bish'as kapora. It was found at during the daytime. Rashi, actually, he adds here, b'shas kapora, she'ovda b'layla, you have an animal, a chatos, that was lost at night, v'shuv lo nimtzeis, ad sh'niskaper b'chers, and it was found after someone else, after he achieved atonement through a replacement animal. So now we continue in the Gemara. So bearing this in mind, Rava's comment is speaking about a case like that, where the owner achieved atonement through a replacement animal. So the Gemara continues, Ad kan lo kami rabbonon aveda bishas kapora mesa. Till now, the rabbonon will concede that an animal that's lost will die. That's an animal that was lost and found after the owner achieved atonement through an alternative sacrifice. Elohecha de ikur avedosa b'yom. All of that is true when the beginning of the loss took place during daytime hours. Avelhecha de ikur avedosa b'layla lo. But if the original loss was during nighttime hours, then even though the owner achieved kapora through an alternative animal, this animal will not die. As you can see, there's a slash mark in the Gemara. This indicates that that which follows is a new train of thought. The Nosei, the topic heading that accompanies this, states, Hagdoras Avuda. We're going to try to define what is Avuda. Omar Abaye, Naktinon, Aveda Velo Genuva. Aveda, yes, something lost, and the owner, in the meantime, achieves atonement through a replacement animal, and then the lost one is found, so we say it dies. However, velo genuva, but not a situation where it had been stolen. Rashi says, velo genuva, ve'im hechziro lo achar kapora, if the thief returned the stolen animal after the owner achieved atonement through a replacement chatos, then this stolen animal will not die. It will be set out to graze until it develops a blemish, and its money value will be used to buy another sacrifice. And likewise, aveda velo gzula, loss, yes, but not not gezel, another form of theft. Heshi domi aveda. What are the parameters of aveda, of something being lost? We have several opinions in the Gemara. Amar Rav Shaya, afilu achas be'edroi. Even if it's in his herd. In other words, you have someone that sees all of the animals. He just can't identify which one is the korban. So there's a lot of common animals, and one is kodesh, one is sanctified as a sacrifice. So Rabbi Shaya says that's considered aveda. Vafilu achas b'achas, even if you have two animals, one chulin and one kodesh, and they get mixed up and you can't identify which one is which, that's also called aveda. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, achori hadeles. Rabbi Yochanan says, if it's on the other side or in the back of a door. Ibayalo, hechi komar, what is Rabbi Yochanan trying to say? Achore hadeles hu deleka de kochozila? Is it because no one can see it? It's hidden by the door. Avo avroi deika de kochozila lo havi avuda? However, avroi means outside. The animal's outside. It got mixed into a herd of animals. And even though he can't identify which one is the actual sacrifice, it's not considered aveda, namely because it's visible, just you can't identify, as opposed to it being behind a door where it's not visible. Oidilmo achore hadeles, or it could be that in back of the door, the mahadarape chazile havyavuda, that if you would just turn around, like turn the door, you would see it. And still, that's called avuda. The kol shekein avroi delo kochazila. And certainly, in the case where it's outside, where he can't see it, he doesn't see it. It's outdoors. It's not something you just turn around and take a look at. But if you're saying that achorei hadeles, if Rabbi Yochanan is something that with just a quick turn you could see it, but still it's called aveda, something that's outdoors grazing, which you can't see at all, that's certainly going to be an aveda. Teku. So this remains unresolved. Omar Rav Papa, Gamrinon. We have a tradition. Avuda mimenu velo meroya, loy havia avuda. Namely, the owner can't find it, but it's the shepherd, the hired shepherd, knows where it is. That's not called aveda. The kol shekein avuda meroya velo avuda mimenu. And certainly, if the shepherd can't see it where you do see it, so that's certainly not aveda. Avuda mimenu umeroya. Let us say it's lost from the owner and the shepherd, the echod besofa olamakirbo, but someone out there in the wide world does recognize it, sees where it is, and can identify it. My, what is the din then? Is that called aveda? Teku. So this remains unresolved. Boy Rav Popa, avuda v'nimseis b'kois mahu. an animal that you had set aside as a sacrifice, it got lost. You set aside then a replacement animal, slaughtered it, but didn't sprinkle the blood of the replacement animal. And then, while the replacement animal blood, the as yet unsprinkled blood, is in the receptacle holding the blood, you then find the original animal. That's Rav Popa's question. What is the din of that lost animal? Aliba deman. Now we want to know according to whom is Rav Popa raising his question. E lema aliba de Rebbe. If you're to think that his question is according to Rebbe, well, ha'omar avuda b'shas hafrosha mesa. As far as Rebbe is concerned, if an animal was lost at the time the owner set aside a replacement animal, even though the lost one was found before he used the replacement animal, the lost one will die. Certainly in the case where it was found later in the story, found after the replacement animal was slaughtered, that's certainly then the original one that's found is considered something that is mesa, is going to die. The question that Rav Popa is raising is within the opinion of the Rabbanan. Mi amrinon ki amri Rabbanan b'shas hafrosha roya kaidem shikabel doma b'kois. The Rabbanan who say that an animal that's lost at the time you set aside a replacement animal but found before atonement is achieved, that idea is true before the blood enters the cup, before the shechita of the replacement animal, aval hocha svir lehu, but here, where you already shechted the replacement animal, maybe they are of the opinion, anything that is ready to be sprinkled is considered as if it's already sprinkled. In other words, the dam is considered already sprinkled, and the owner is considered as having already achieved atonement. Even though the physical sprinkling of the blood hasn't taken place, it's viewed as if it has, and therefore that you find it now, when the blood is in the cup, it's like it's as if you found it after kapora, which even the Rabbanan agree, it will die. Oy dilma. Kama dolo izdarak dam, could be that as long as the blood hasn't been physically sprinkled, ki of the b'shas hafrosha damya v'raya, it's like the case of an animal lost only at the point that you set aside a replacement one, but found before atonement, and therefore it shall go out to graze. So the Gemara just presented Rav Papa's basic question and focused his question within the shita of the Rabbanan. Fi'iko di'amri. Now a second version of understanding Rav Papa's question. The olam aliba the Rebbe. Rav Papa's question of the blood in the kois is a question focused within shita's Rebbe. However, the main thing is not in the words here, but we're not talking about now two animals. We're talking about one animal was slaughtered, and he had received the blood of this animal instead of receiving all the blood in one kais, in one cup, he received the blood in two cups. Ki komeboyale, so Rav Papa's question is within Rebbe, and he is asking to go shekibel doma b'shtei kaisais. He had slaughtered the sacrifice and received the blood in two separate cups. The Avad Echod Mehen. And one of the cups of blood got lost. It was lost when he did the sprinkling of the second cup. The Ali Bodeman. And again, this question is based on or can be focused upon one of two opinions when it comes to multiple cups of blood. So the Gemara points out that as far as the first opinion that's presented here, there is no question. The Aliba deman de Omar kais oise chavero de chuya lo tibaya loch. According to the opinion that says
in general. First, we'll speak in general terms that a korban whose blood was received in multiple cups. If you don't have any loss, if there's a no-loss situation, which is not our case right now, but in general, if no cups are lost, the procedure is that you sprinkle, according to this opinion, if you choose to sprinkle from one cup, do all these sprinklings. So whatever remains in the cup that you did the sprinklings of the blood with, they are spilled to on the base of the Mizbeach, and the other cups are spilled into the Amo, a stream that carries out, we'll call, rejected or waste material. There is, according to that opinion, that Kois Oise Chavero Dechuya, there is no question that in this case, where one of the two cups was lost, so the Chatos is Posel. The question, therefore, of Rav Papa is raised according to a second opinion on this matter. Ki tiboyaloch, alibo demand omar kois oise chavero shirayim. That means that if you had received the blood of the sacrifice in multiple cups, you would use one cup for the sprinklings. The other cups would not be considered rejects, but would all be poured to the base of the Mizbeach, as the din of Shirayim states. Therefore, in our case, where one of the cups was actually lost, what do we say? Mi amrinon, hani mi li hecho de isnehu letravayu. When is it that we can say that the other cups are viewed as Shirayim, namely, remainders as opposed to rejects? That's when everything is around the chol hecha, the boy zorik, whichever cup you would want to use, you could use avol hocha ha'ovad. But in our case, the one of them is lost, and therefore maybe that would be grounds for saying that the this chatos will be posel. Oy dilma lo shna, or maybe we don't make such a distinction. Teku. So this case remains unresolved. As we turn to the Mishnah, we see a series of triangles that appear, and on the outside margin under the Nosei Mivne heading, we feature a triangle, and we explain Mikrim Shel Hafroshes Chatos Oimois, cases of a person setting aside a chatos, a sin offering, or money for the purchase of a chatos, the Avdu, and they got lost, the Achar Kach Nimsu, and then they were found. Another marking that will appear is a double underline featuring the expression Me'elu U'Me'elu. So we turn to the Mishnah, Hamafrish Chatos V'Avda. A person set aside a sin offering and it got lost, V'Hikriv Acheres Tachteha, and he offered a replacement one instead. The achar kach nimseis horishona, and then afterwards, after this owner already achieved atonement, he founds the original one, tomus, it shall die. This is a case of chatos shekipru habaylim, and Rashi adds, even if you find the lost animal without a blemish, since the owner already achieved atonement, the lost one will be set aside to die. In the past, we've spoken about an animal that's lost needs, in addition to the loss, it needs to, let us say, have a blemish in order for it to die. That's in a case where it was found before the owner achieved atonement through a replacement sacrifice. Continuing, Hamafrish Mo'is L'chatoso, the Avdu, here he set aside money for the purchase of a chatos and they got lost. V'hikriv chatos tachteim, and in the meantime he offered a replacement animal, offered it as a sacrifice, slaughtered it and processed it. V'achach nimsu hamos, and then he found the money. Yolichum liyam amelach, the money is brought to the salt sea, the Dead Sea, where it's essentially that's the equivalent of the death of an animal. The Yam HaMelach is the death of the money. Hamafrish Moz Lechatos. He set aside, third case, where he set aside money for the purchase of a chatos v'ovdu, the money was lost. V'hifrish mo'os acheros tachtein. Here, instead of an animal being set aside, he sets aside replacement money. V'lo hispik likach chatos mehem. In the meantime, he didn't purchase anything with the set aside money. Ad she nimtzu hamo'os rishonas. Until he found the original money. Yovi me'elu u'me'elu chatos. He has an option of using both amounts of money for the purchase of a chatas, and sha'ar yiplu l'nedova, and any remaining money shall be used for the purchase of a voluntary offering. There's a Rashi. You find three lines under the Gemara. Me'elu me'elu ya'arvu yachad. Mix the two sums of money together. Dekeva demitravayu maisi. Since he's purchasing his the animal from both sums of money. Lo havu chatos shekipru ba'leho be'acheres. It's not like a case of the owner achieving atonement through a through the one other. Avu ihavu maisu mechad minayu. If he would use only one of the sums of money for the purchase of the sin offering, midhu achrini, the other would be cast as aside as rejected. Dahavaluhu demei chatos shekipru b'alim b'acheres. It would be money set aside for a chatos through regarding an owner who achieved atonement through something else. But when he mixes the monies together, you don't have a situation of the owner having achieved atonement through something else. And it's like a standard case of Mosar Chatos, where you have the leftover money, would be used to purchase a voluntary offering. Turning back to the Mishnah, case number 4, Hamafrish Mois Lechatosoi V'Avdu, he set aside money for a sin offering and they got lost. V'Hifrish Chatos Tachtein, and he set aside an animal in an actual animal as a sin offering in their in replacement. Lo Hispik Lahakriva Ad Shinimsu Hamos, and if he didn't actually sacrifice the animal until he found the original money, Varei Chatos Balmum, and the Chatos that he had set aside is now blemished. Timocher V'yavi, he will sell the blemished Chatos. Now he gets money for that too, so he has the, we'll call it the original lost lost money and now found, plus the money he gets from this blemished Chatos. So he can mix those monies together, buy a chatos, and any balance is left for nedava purchase. Hamafrish, case 5. Hamafrish chatos v'ovda, he set aside an animal as a sin offering got lost. V'hifrish mo'os tachteya, and he set aside money to buy a replacement animal. V'loi ispik likach me'en chatos. He didn't have a chance to buy a replacement animal with those monies until he found the original chatos. And now that animal that was lost is blemished. Timocher, it shall be sold. He will bring from both sums of money a chatos. And the balance will be used for buying a voluntary offering. Number 6, Hamafrish Chatoso V'Ovda. He set aside an animal as a sacrifice, a chatos sacrifice, a sin offering, and it got lost. V'Hifrish Acheres Tachteha. Then he set aside a replacement animal, Lo Hispik Lakrivo, and he didn't have a chance to offer the replacement animal, Ad Shenimtzeis Orishon, until the first was found. V'Rishtehen Ba'alas Mum, and lo and behold, both of them now have blemishes. Yimachru v'yavimeim le'elu chatos. He shall sell them both, and the monies that he gets will bring from, you mix the monies and bring from those funds a chatos v'shar yiplu l'nedova, and whatever balance is left, it'll be for the purchase of a nedova. Hamafrish, case number 7, Hamafrish chatos v'ovda. He set aside an animal as a sin offering and it got lost. V'ifrish acheres tachteha. Set aside another animal in replacement. Lo hispik lakriva ad shenimtzei sarishon. He didn't have a chance to offer the replacement until he found the first one. Vareshtein tamimos. And both of them are blemish free. Achas meim tikrav chatos. One of them he shall offer as his sin offering. Vashnia tomus divrei Rebbe. And the one that he doesn't use shall be set aside to die. That's Rebbe's opinion. Vachachomim omrim, ein chatos mesa, elo shimseis me'achar shikipu habaylim. A sin offering won't be set aside to die unless it's found after the owner achieved atonement. Not like this case where the lost one was found before he achieved atonement with the replacement one. V'ein hamoyz hechlem yama melach ele shenimtzu me'acha shikimu b'ayim. Likewise, with regard to monies that were set aside, replacement money set aside, we won't say that the replacement money will go to the yam hamelach, or let us say if he set aside money for an original chatos and it got lost, and then it was found. We don't say that the monies that were found will go to the Yam HaMelech, Elosh Nimsu Me'achar Shikipu HaBaylim, unless they were found after the owner achieved atonement through the replacement chatos. There's a Rashi that appears on the lower part of the page. Ve'ein hamoz hochos yam ha-melach v'afilu niskaper ba'achas min ha-tzivurin. In the case of someone has set aside a pile of money and it got lost, and then he set aside a replacement sum of money and then found the first amount, so you have two piles of money. Even if he used one of the two piles for his atonement, when he used it after he found the lost one, Hail v'kodem kapara nimsa, since the lost one, the lost pile, was found before he achieved atonement, the other pile then will not be sent to the Yam HaMelach. Continuing in the Mishnah, case number 8, Hamafrish Chatos, a person set aside a sin offering, Varei Balas Mum, and it turns out to have developed a blemish. Moichro, he shall sell it, v'yavi b'domeo acheres, and use the money for buying a replacement one. Rozer Shimon Omer, im karva shnia, ad shelo nishchata harishona, tomus shekvar kipu habaylim. Glancing at the Rashi, this is a very interesting halacha. We spoke about, in case number 8, someone who set aside a sin offering and it developed a blemish. So it sold to a buyer. Up till now, we didn't focus on the buyer. The Tanakhama said the seller will use the money that he gets and buy a replacement chatos. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon brings the buyer into the picture and he says, looking at the Rashi, im karva shnia ad shelo nishchata harishona beveis lokeach lachilas chulin, if the person who originally needed the atonement offered his sacrifice that he bought with the money that he got from the sale of the balmum, if he already offered his sin offering before the purchaser used the Baal Mum for his own personal chulin meat needs, so you have a situation where the purchased Baal Mum animal is still alive after the original owner achieved his atonement, we say, as far as the purchaser is concerned, that the animal you bought must die, tomus. Afalpi shi chulin, even though it's not holy. The chatas shekipu habaylini, it's an example of a chatas whose owner achieved atonement. At this point in the Gemara, a long question is about to start. This question will take us down quite a few lines on Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. The topic heading and structural note that we have supplied in the outside margin, the Nosei Mivne heading, Mishnosenu Alibo Deman, the Gemara will be trying to determine our Mishnah is according to which Tanaic authority, Rebbe or the Rabbonan. So the diamonds you see will be emphasizing these names. And later in the Gemara, as the Gemara unfolds in its analysis, we will be featuring a volcano shape, introducing Shnei Deos B'Divrei Rav. Rav's name you will see is circled. But in order to appreciate this, it's a question that takes quite a few lines to develop. The Gemara. Taima, why is it, notice by the way there's a little arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, if you parallel that with the an arrow higher on the page, you'll see we're pointing to the first line of the Mishnah, where it featured a case of someone who set aside a chatos and it got lost, and he set aside then a replacement animal, and then, not only set aside a replacement animal, but he also used it for atonement. And then found the first one after achieving atonement from the through a replacement animal. The original one then dies. So now our Gemara is medayik. Taimo dehikriv acheres tachtel. Why is there mesa? It's because the owner achieved atonement. Halo hikriv acheres tachtel roya. However, if the replacement animal was found. No, if the lost animal was found before the replacement animal was used, once again, if the lost animal, the original lost animal was found before the replacement animal was offered, roeh. So we infer, therefore, that it would roeh money. Who is that opinion? That an animal that was lost and found can be set out to graze. That's the Rabbonon, he. The Amri, they are of the opinion Avuda b'shas hafrasha roya, an animal that was an original animal was lost at the time a replacement one was set aside but not yet used, and it was then found. That's the shitas rabbanan, that the original animal is set out to graze; it doesn't die. Emol seifa. Now the Gemara suggests reading the third case of the Mishnah. That's why we have a little three over here. Hamafrish mois lechatos. Person set aside cash for the purchase of a chatos v'ovdu when the money got lost. V'hifrish mois achirim tachtehem. And then he set aside a second amount of money to buy a replacement one. V'lo hispik likach ben chatos. And if he didn't have a chance to buy with the replacement money a chatos, the Mishnah taught, yovi me'il me'elu v'shayi b'lu nedova. He can then mix the funds together and buy a replacement chatos, and the balance is used for a nedova. Taimo dehevi meim leilu. Well, why is it that none of the money here goes to the Yam HaMelech? Because he mixed the funds together. Ha hevi me'echod mehen. Had he used only one of the piles of money, and not mixed them together, but used only one for the purchase of a chatos, hasheni yechul Yam HaMelech, the second pile of money, the untouched pile, will go to the Yam HaMelech, and remember, we said the Yam HaMelech, when it comes to money, is like the death of an animal. Well, Asan the Rebbe, this part of the Mishnah would seem to work out like Rebbe, Yomar, Avuda B'Shas HaFrosha Mesa. Here, you have two piles of money. Namely, this owner didn't achieve atonement yet, and still you have one of the piles, the unused pile, being sent to the Yam HaMelech, which is the equivalent of death. So that this is an example of something where something that was lost, the first pile of money was lost at the time that the second pile of money was set aside. That's called Avuda B'Shas HaFrosha. Even though the original one is found before atonement, nevertheless there is death. Well, that's Shitas Rebbe. So the structure of the Mishnah then is perplexing. Reisha Rabbanan V'Seifa Rebbe. Should you say that the beginning of the Mishnah works out like the Rabbanan, and the continuation of Mishnah is Rebbe, two two opposing shitas in one Mishnah without any reference to a change of names? So this is the basis of the question. However, ha nicha the Rav Huna, the Seifa of the Mishnah can work out like the Rabbonin as well. Therefore, I would have the Reisha and the Seifa like the Rabbonin if I accept Rav Huna's approach. However, later on, we will see, according to Rabbi Abba, who has a different approach to these matters, we will then still have a problem of the Reisha like the Rabbonin and the Seifa like Rabbi. So the Gemara goes on. Ha nicha le Rav Huna. We can explain the Seifa being like the Rabbonin as well if you accept Rav Huna's approach. Yomar Rav Huna Marav. Now we turn to the upper part, the first line of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Rav Huna Amarav says, Hakol Moidim. Even the Rabbonin will agree. She'im Moshach Achas V'hikriva. If a person on his own, even though you have, let's say, two chatos animals in front of you, one having been lost, he set aside a replacement one, found the original before he achieved atonement. And on his own, without asking, he chooses one. That's what means she moshach achas. He chose one of on his own, v'kriva, and offered it. Shashnia mesa. The second one will die. Namely, even according to the Rabbonin. Because by his acting on his own without consulting any rabbinic authority, this owner is showing us that he doesn't care about the second one. So, Mishkachas law, we can have a case of something dying, even according to the Rabbonin, even before atonement, could go Shemoshach Achas Mehen, Vehikriv, where he chose one and offered it, leaving the other one. V'divrei hakol, the Seifa then can work out according to all opinions, even according to the Rabbanan. If we take a look at the Rashi, who elaborates on this on the top, hakol moidim, v'afilu the Rabbanan di'amri avuda b'shas hafrosha roya, even the Rabbanan who hold, in general, that something that's lost at the time that a replacement one is set aside, the Rabbanan hold that case will graze modu. They will concede she moshach asmeh me'atzmo if he chooses one on his own, v'kriva, and doesn't consult with Beis Din, v'kriva midaito docha achers b'yadayim. He's thereby casting or rejecting the second one out of hand. The goli daite d'lo ichpas le'mino. He is revealing to us that he doesn't care about it. V'afilu moshach avuda v'niskaper bo, even if he chooses the one that was actually lost for his atonement. Vanisheres he shelo nevdo me'olam, and the one that remains is something that was never lost at all. Mesa, still it will die because he acted on his own. V'chi pligi rabbonan haynu b'balimlich. The whole machloikis Rebbe and the rabbonan is where you have a person that comes to consult. The goli daiti de nichole betakantayu, where he reveals to us his interest in some type of solution. Kagon shehifrish chatos viavda, a guy who had set aside a chatos and it got lost, viifrish acheres and then set aside a replacement one. Veninse sarishona, and the first one was found before he achieved any atonement. Ubolifoneu limlach mayase, and he comes to ask us, what should I do now that I have these two animals in front of me? Amrina lei, we would tell him, lei chiskaber bavuri, use the lost one for your atonement, v'shein avuda tira, and the one that was not lost shall go out and graze till it gets a blemish. So hanami de kotoni me'elu me'elu, the case of the monies, where the Mishnah said, combine the monies and buy a chatos, the mashma that implies that if he chose only one of the piles and didn't mix them together, the other pile would be a loss. And even if he had chosen the lost pile of money for his atonement, Mishkachas law, I can explain the Seifa, kagon Shemoshach midaito. He chose one pile on his own, velo nimlach, and he didn't come to consult. The Hasim Rabbanan modu, there the Rabbanan will agree. Hilkach Tana hach takanto, therefore, the Tana suggests this solution, Yavi Meimleilu, bring from both piles, combine the money. The hachta kanto nicholei tvei this solution is better. Milomar Yovel Vitrach LeBeisin Vima. Instead of coming to Beisin to consult what to do, Vinomar Lo Shiskab Revudim, and then we should suggest him to use the lost money. Vishena Revim Yipulu Lenadova. That's why the Mishnah suggests the case of Yehuveh, because we're talking about someone who is not going to come to consult with Beisin, so we have this solution for him. So as far as Rav Huna is concerned, since he holds that everyone agrees where a person acts on his own, even the Rabbanan will agree that that could lead to in other words, the guy acting on his own, choosing one, the other one will die, and hence case three, where we're dealing with two piles of money and the person choosing one on his own, the other one will in fact go to the Yamamelech according to the Rabbonin as well. So the opening of the Mishnah and case three of the Mishnah, Reisha and Seifa, are all according to the Rabbonin. There's no problem with that. Elo, the Gemara goes on the third line from the top, the Rebbe Abba Marav Yomar, Hakol Moidim, everyone will agree b'miskapir b'she'eino avuda. If a person achieves his atonement through the one that was not lost, she'avuda mesa, that the lost one will be set out to die, alma nechliku, when is there a machlokes, Rebbe and the Rabbanon, b'miskapir b'avuda, where the one for atonement was where he chose the lost one for atonement. What about the one that was not lost? The Rebbe Sovar Mafrish Leibud Kibud, that which you set aside as a replacement for something lost is as good as being lost itself. Rabbonon, and therefore it would die. Rabbonon Savri Lav Kibud Domi, something that was when you choose the lost one for your atonement, the one that was not lost is not considered as if it were lost. So then you'll have the following problem. Reisha sosam l'karabona v'seva sosam karebi. Before going on, we must learn the Rashi, because from the words of the Gemara, it's hard to see what the problem is. So we turn to the Rashi. Elo l'Rebbe Abba d'Omar afilu moshach midaito esu avuda v'niskaper bo. According to Rabbi Abba, who disagrees with Rav Huna, Rabbi Abba says, even if a person acts on his own, and he chooses the lost one for his source of atonement, the one that was not lost, the Rabbanan will still say, is sent out to graze. Hayil v'hi lo nidches, v'lo ne'avdo me'om, it was never rejected. V'afagav v'lo nimlach, even if he didn't come to consult. That's Rabbi Abba's approach. Ubaha pligi, so then what's the point of controversy between Rebbe and the Rabbanan? So Rashi continues, the Rebbe savar mafrish li'ibud ke'avudami, something that you set aside for something that had been lost is itself considered like lost. Hamafrish tachas korban avud, something that was a replacement for a sacrifice that had been lost, dino ke'avud, its classification as if it were lost. Just like in a case where a person achieves atonement through the non-lost animal, the Rabbanan would agree that the one that was lost is to be set aside to die. Rebbe is arguing that so similarly, when you got your atonement through the avud, through the one that was lost, the non-lost one also dies. Rabbanan Savri Lav Ka'avudomi. If you choose your atonement through the lost one, then the one that was never lost is not considered like lost, and it's set out to graze. Now, the main point for understanding the problem. The Al Korchuch, Hadikotoni Me'elu Me'elu, the case 3 of the Mishnah that said, use combine both piles of money to buy your chatos. The mashma, the inference is, ha im hiskapir be'echod mehen, if you choose one of the piles, v'afilu b'avudim, even if you choose the lost pile, yechu she'enon avudim liyam ha-melach, then the other pile that was not lost, even though it wasn't lost, it still goes to its death, to the sea, salt, the sea of salt. Rebbe Hiva lo Rabbona. That would work out only according to Rebbe and not the Rabbona, because according to Rebbe Abba's approach, the Rabbanan will tell you that if you choose the lost one for your atonement, the non-lost one doesn't ever die. So then you'll have to say that the case 3 is according to Rebbe and not the Rabbanan. So we come back to the problem of Reisha Rabbanan v'Seifa Rebbe. So turning back to the Gemara, if this be the case, umay komash molon, so what would the Mishnah be telling us? The pligi Rebbe v'Rabbanan is that you have a machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Well, behedya kotoni lo machlokes Rebbe v'Rabbanan b'seifa. I don't need cases 1 and 3 to illustrate a machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanan when the seifa explicitly features their machlokes. And you can see we have a framed section. Hamafrish chatos v'ovda. Person set aside a sin offering and it got lost. Vifrish acheres tachteo, and he set aside a replacement one. V'achar kachnim says harishona, and then you found the first one. V'arishtein ondos, and both are present. Achas v'em tikrav v'shnio tomus divrei Rebbe. One is offered, and the other one that is the other one, whichever one it is. Even if it happens to be the one that was not lost, will die. That's Rebbe's opinion. V'chachomim omrim, ein chatos meisa, elo shenimtseis me'achar shekipu bailim. There is no case of chatos dying unless it's found after the owner achieved atonement. The ein mol sochim yam ha-melech, elo shenimtseu me'achar shekipu bailim. And money doesn't go to the salt sea unless it was found after the owner achieved atonement through whatever he set aside as a replacement. So that is the end of the question. To summarize, according to Rebbe Abba, who presents his version of the Machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan, we seem to have a massive redundancy. Namely, cases 1 and 3 would illustrate a machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan. What do I need that illustration for when it's taught explicitly at the end, toward the end of the Mishnah? Namely, starting from case number 7 in the Mishnah, where we saw this machlokes stated explicitly. The Gemara answers, Ha komash molon. The Mishnah is basically telling us, Dovar Zeh, the points, the cases 1 and 3, is a Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan, which is explained later in case 7. The Rashi says, Hochi Ko'omar, Dovar Zeh Machlokes Rebbe Rabbanan, Hach Seifa Tekotoni Leplukta Behedya, the Seifa of the Mishnah, case 7, that spells out explicitly the Machlokes, Komash Mulon Dovar Zeh, Hanach Bovi Deliel, the sections of the Mishnah, cases 1 and 3, that were taught earlier, the Pligi Adoni, which seem to be at odds with one another, they're not really at odds with one another, Chada Rebbe, the Chada Rabbanan. One is Rebbe, namely case section 3 of the Mishnah is Rebbe, and Chada in the opening was the Rabbanan. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.